If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, those skinny athletic people that go to the doctor. Speaking of skinny athletic people, the NCAA tournament is over. The Florida Gators are national champions for the third time. They win the title in 2025 over the Houston Cougars last night. So the early story in this tournament after the first few rounds was the lack of upsets. And it turned into a big conversation, and the dialogue became, are upsets over now? Have we seen the end of the 15 beating the 2, the 14 beating the 3, the 13s routinely having a chance against the 4s because of transfers and the portal and, you know, the fact that if you look at like some of the upstart schools, Florida Atlantic or St. Peter's or any of these, all those guys a year after they get to the tournament are just going to be scattered about all over other Sweet 16 teams. So it would stand to reason that the rich are going to get richer, the poor are going to get poorer, the divide in the classes gets more substantial, the upsets subside. But here's the payoff and the benefit, I think, to that. Because there's no doubt, the casuals and just the majority of the people watching the tournament, Danny, want those upsets early. But if we don't have them, then there are more good teams remaining as the tourney goes on. And at the end of this thing, we get really good on really good. So there's not a risk of the 9 seed who's in the Final Four having the clock strike midnight and reverting to what they were all season long. And so you got really excellent games. Florida and Auburn was terrific.
Yes, it was.
Duke and Houston was awesome. And Duke choked, just like last night. I think Houston kind of threw up on themselves at the end of that game.
Yeah.
And unfortunately for them, it cost you a chance at a national title. But the quality of these games, the shot making for stretches, just the quality of the basketball, you can't do a lot better. And I think that comes back to the best we're playing the best. It was all ones. It was Chalky Chalkerson. Mm-hmm. You know, the Sweet 16, the Elite Eight, it was basically to a man, certainly the Elite Eight on. It was like the eight best, the four best. The committee got it right. There weren't upsets, and so we got the elite teams remaining at the end of the tournament.
You remember, it's only a handful, right? St. John's lost maybe a little bit earlier than you'd think. Clemson lost in the first round. But it you're right. I mean, that's kind of the new phenomenon.
St. John's, real quick, was the only team not in the Elite Eight of the original
ones and twos.
So like, that tells you everything you need to know about some of the really good basketball we got in the last couple rounds.
Yeah, and where basketball was this year. So the thing you laid out at the beginning is the fear. That's what people are worried about. And my point all along is upsets are exciting as long as they're not totally 100% all the time. In other words, it's no longer an upset if it's routine for the 11 to beat the 6 every time or 60% of the time. That's not an upset anymore. That's just a game result, right? So keeping them rare or more rare isn't the worst thing in the world to me, because it means that, you know, it becomes more special when it happens. The other side of that coin, though, is if it never happens. If now we're just doing four number ones or three number ones and a number two, or, you know, the occasional three seed sneaks through. If there isn't parity in college basketball anymore, because, you know, the NIL money up at the top is going to dictate these things. Who knows how this salary cap that may or may not be implemented happens, or collective bargaining. Who knows what's going to go over the next couple of years. But this year, certainly, the top, there was a gap between these maybe three or four great teams, then another tier down for some teams in that 5 through 12 range that you could probably rattle off the top of your head. And then there's a big gap between everybody else. You could just see it.
I just always feel bad more so than I do happy in these games where I'm watching without a horse in the race for the kid that blows it. Now.
Yeah, I like the somebody wins it. You know what I mean? Think of the UNC-Villanova game back and forth. UNC makes a huge play. Chris Jenkins comes down and drills it. Your heart breaks for the UNC kids. They didn't do anything wrong, but it's not a, oh, you didn't even get a shot off and you just sort of had to watch the ball bounce kind of thing like Houston had last night.
You just know that with Duke and some of the moments they had, although there's a little less empathy for them around these parts, obviously. But Houston, when you jump up and then have to drop the ball and now you can't touch it and the turnovers down the stretch, one after another, those kids are going to wear this for a long, long time. First chance for them, an opportunity, I should say, for their first national championship, and it didn't happen. But really, really good basketball. I got home last night just in time to watch the stretch run, got to listen to the vast majority of the second half. I was working the Nationals game and had Nats post game on the radio network.